The Gospels According to Love audio. Luke chapter 8, The Sower, April 6, 2005. It happened afterward that Jesus went throughout every city and village, preaching and showing the glad tidings of the kingdom of love. Jesus had with him the 12 apostles and a certain woman, healed of her evil spirits and infirmities, Mary called Magdalene, out of whom went 7 hates and fears, and Joanna, the wife of Chusa, Herod's steward, and Susan, and many others who ministered to Jesus of their substance. Many people out of every city gathered together to come to Jesus. He spoke this parable to them. A sower went out to sow his seed, and he sowed some fell by the wayside. It came trodden down, and the fowls of the air devoured it. Some seeds fell upon a rock, and as soon as it sprung up, it withered away because it lacked moisture. Some seeds fell among thorns, and the thorns choked it. Other seeds fell on good ground, and sprang and bore fruit 100-fold. When Jesus had said these things, he cried, saying, "Those who have ears to hear, let them hear." Jesus' disciples asking him, saying, "What might this parable be?" Jesus said, "To you it is given to know the mysteries of the kingdom of love. To others it is given in parables, that seeing they might not see, and hearing they might not understand. Now the parable is this. The seed is the word of love. These seeds by the wayside are they that hear. And then the hate and takes the love out of their heart, unless they should believe love and be saved. Those seeds that fell on the rocks are they that hear and receive the love with joy. Yet these have no root. For a while they believe, but in time of temptation fall away. Those seeds that fell upon among thorns are the ones that, when they have heard, go forth and become choked with cares of this world and pleasures of this life, bringing forth no fruit to perfection. Those seeds that fall on good ground are the ones that, in honest and good heart, they having heard the word, keep it, and they bring forth fruit with patience. No one, when they have lit a candle, covers it or puts it under the bed, but sets it on a candlestick, that they who enter may see the light. For nothing is secret, neither is anything hidden. Take heed, therefore, how you hear. For whosoever has to them shall be given, and whosoever has not, from they shall be taken even that which they seem to have." Jesus' mother and his family came to see him, but they could not get to him for the multitude. For some people told Jesus, "Your mother and your family stand without, desiring to see you." Jesus answered them, "My mother and my family are these that hear the word of love and do it." Now it happened on a certain day that Jesus went into a ship with his disciples. Jesus said, "Let us go over to the other side of the lake." They launched a ship. As they sailed, Jesus fell asleep. There came down a storm of wind on the lake, The ship became filled with water, and all were in jeopardy. The disciples came to Jesus and awoke him, saying, Master, we shall perish. Then Jesus arose and rebuked the wind and the raging of the water, and they ceased. There was a calm. Jesus said to them, Where is your faith? The disciples, being afraid, wondered, saying to one another, What manner of man is this? He commands the winds and the water, and they obey him. They arrived at the country of the Gadarenes, that is near Galilee. When Jesus went forth to land, he met a certain man out of the city. This man had hates a long time. He wore no clothes, neither lived in any house, but lived in the tombs. When he saw Jesus, he cried out and fell down before him with a loud voice, saying, What have I to do with you, Jesus, the Son of Love, Most High? I beseech you, do not torment me. Many had commanded the unclean spirits to come out of the man, for often the people caught him and bound him with chains and ropes. He broke the bands, and being driven of the hates, went into the wilderness. Jesus asked the man, saying, What is your name? The man said, Legion, because many hates did abide in him. The hates besought Jesus that he would not command them to go into the deep. There was a herd of swine feeding on the mountain. The hates besought Jesus that he would suffer them to enter into them. Jesus suffered them. Then when the hates went out of the man, the herd ran violently down a steep place into the lake and choked. When those that fed the swine saw what had happened, they fled and went and told it to the city and about the country. Those from the city went out to see what happened. They came to Jesus and found the man out of whom the hates had departed, sitting at the feet of Jesus. He was clothed and in his right mind. They became afraid. Those who witnessed it told the others by what means he possessed of hates became healed. Then the whole multitude of the country of the Gadarenes and round about besought Jesus to depart from them, because they had become taken with great fear. So Jesus went up into the ship and returned back again. Now the man out of whom the hates departed besought Jesus that he might be with him, but Jesus sent him away, saying, Return to your own house and show what great thing love has done to you. The man went his way and published throughout the whole city the great thing which Jesus had done to him. It happened that when Jesus returned, the people gladly received him because they were waiting for him. Behold, there was a man named Jairus. Jairus was a ruler of the synagogue. He fell down at Jesus' feet and besought him that he would come to his house. His only daughter, who about 12 years of age, lay dying. As Jesus went to help Jairus, the people thronged him. A woman having an issue of blood for 12 years spent all of her living upon physicians, yet none of them were able to heal her. She came behind Jesus and touched the border of his garments. Immediately her issue of blood healed. Jesus says, Who touched me? Everyone denied it. Peter and those with Jesus said, Master, the multitude throng you and press you, and you say, Who touched me? Jesus said, Somebody has touched me, For I perceive that virtue has gone out of me. When the woman saw herself revealed, she came forth trembling, falling down before Jesus. She declared to him before all the people for what cause she had touched him, and that she immediately became healed. Jesus came to her and said, "Daughter, be of good comfort. Your faith has made you whole. Go in peace." While Jesus still spoke, there came from Jairus' house one saying to him, "Your daughter is dead. Do not trouble the master." When Jesus heard this, he answered him, saying, "Fear not, believe only, and she shall be made whole." When Jesus came into the house, he allowed no one to go in except Peter, James, John, the father and the mother of the maiden. All wept and bewailed her. But Jesus said, "Weep not, she is not dead, but sleeps." They laughed towards him to scorn, knowing that she was dead. Jesus put them all out and took her by the hand and called, saying, "Maid, arise." Immediately her spirit came again, and she arose straightway. Jesus commanded them to give her meat. Her parents became astonished, and Jesus asked that they tell no one what happened.